Good morning, my friend, or maybe it's nighttime for you where you are. My voice is a morning voice. It is not yet sunrise. And I've been up for a while. I woke with the darkness of the night clinging to a ridge of our hills here that was already beginning to blaze the fire of morning. The bright red on the ridge was striking and drew me out of my bed to the chair I'm sitting in now, where I love to pray in the morning. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery and put on the splendor of glory, for God forever has wrapped you in the cloak of justice. It's a beautiful image of waking and knowing that there is sadness in our lives, and sometimes it clings to us at almost any hour of the day. We might rise with an uncollected but yet felt agony or hurt or worry. It might be for the world that we're in and times and events that are happening distant from us, and in that sense out of our control, seemingly events and terrible injustices or hurts and terrorism and tragedy that we seem to not be able to touch. And yet I know you do. And we do by taking this time, this Advent moment. Reflecting in the last podcast about the deep sense of coming awake and that arising that happens for us. Again, that is today a truth and a reflection as I think about being aware. Awareness comes very much by, as other great ways of movements of our spirit, and they're all simple. There are really only a few of them. Awareness comes by the simplicity of silence, the willingness to be somewhere for a while, to watch our thought like fish, as I love to remember from St. Romuald when he's giving us his brief rule for a way of living deeply life. To be attentive to things, awake to them, and then in that a growing sense, a certain awareness that arises when we take time. One of the things I'm aware of today, and it happens, and I'm so grateful for it, that in morning prayer, wherever I first feel like I am, there's a deepening arising of an awareness of gratitude. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began the good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. There's a great determination in Paul's words here, almost larger than a morning thought, rising in the quiet and being taken in by the goodness of feeling somehow that you and I are together at this moment. It begins to bring tears to my eyes when I'm aware that you and I are awake and a deepening sense of being here in the world, a dimensionality of, as Merton would say, the hidden center of God. God is hidden center in each of these moments, each of these beings, the trees I look at, the birds that have returned to the feeder, now that it's a bit bright. The light that truly is in our heart, even when we feel mourning, even when we feel sadness, even when we feel the pain of another, even when we take enough time to feel our old pains, not just our new ones. It isn't comfortable awareness, but it's awareness that God wants to comfort us in and call us in God's own comfort forward. One of the great lines in Advent that we hear from one of the prophets, comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. Right now I'm thinking it's from Jeremiah. And it's striking to me that it's a beautiful way in which we arise in the day, come awake to the day, and become awake for and with others. That awareness of God's comfort here in this Advent season, here in whatever moment you're in, calls us to the new adventure of the confidence that we are in partnership with Christ. Possibly not your name for God or understanding, but as it is mine, I believe that I'm called into a partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. So it spans the time well before I've been on this earth or you've been part of this beautiful earth community, and it will go on. You and I are in the go-onness of God. The God that goes on as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. World without end, amen. So these Advent ramblings that have happened in me that rise up that I share with you, still without the sun up, is the upcoming of the sun within our lives. We cannot make it happen. We rather sit and listen and feel the one who is the Son of God, the Son of Justice, the one from that first reading I shared here from Baruch, who tells us to take off our robes of mourning, which is, of course, not the time of day, but the pain and the sadness and misery, and put on the splendor of glory from God, wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, the display of glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice and the glory of God's worship. Worship isn't only ritual. It's not assembling in a structure or place only to do what we are called to do, an acknowledgement of God, but it's a deeper arising, like now. When we're just taken over with the fact that it's more than anything we could say or do. All of this that God is doing for us, showing all the earth the splendor that rises in us even before the sun is up. And then the simply returning to that awareness. So all these rambling words invite you to just pause a while and be caught in the awareness of Advent. Yes, it's a season of preparation, but it's a season of awareness. Awakening, we become aware of the huge expanse and great with phenomenal detail, intimate holding of our heart by the loving, living God. It is as if God leans over now and breathes into your heart and mind the fresh fire of love, warming us for a new day. A conscious awareness of a personal God with us in our own chosen silence now, feeling stillness and delight, possibly still some mourning, but an awakening and awareness that God has come to take off our robe of mourning and place on our shoulders and lift our hearts with the glory that God chose over all the earth, the splendor of God's hidden wholeness within your very self at this time. We pause in gratitude with one another. We praise the God who is present to us beyond all name and image, here, now, glory. May the peace of the risen Lord, the peace of the one we long for, the peace our world longs for, may this peace be present to us now. Blessings to you, my friend, from Greg and I and his family in the mountain community as we make our journey together through this Advent season, coming awake, growing into awareness, and grateful for the peace that is ours, the peace given now.